From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Tara Taft is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The new Greene County Jail proposal is now under state review, the final stage before the project can break ground, according to county officials. The new facility is proposed for construction on a 50-acre site off Route 9W in Coxsackie, behind the Greene Correctional Facility, a medium and maximum level state prison that houses more than 1,500 people. The new county jail must be approved by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "I anticipate the construction can commence in late May or early June," end quote. He said construction of the new facility is expected to take 18 months to 2 years. He said, and I quote, "I don't anticipate any site problems. The land is flatter than a pancake," end quote. However, the county did have to come up with a mitigation plan to minimize the environmental impact on the site, Groden said. Public comment on the issuance of the DEC permits will be accepted until May 3rd. Another critical component of the project has required the village of Coxsackie to increase the capacity of its wastewater treatment plant. The village received a $14.4 million loan from the Environmental Facilities Corporation to upgrade the plant, increasing its capacity from 800,000 to 1 million gallons. The increased capacity will eliminate the need for overflows, according to Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans. He said, and I quote, "Now there will never be raw sewage going into the river," end quote. The state correctional facilities will be responsible for 60% of the usage cost, and the county will foot the bill for installing the lines into the new county jail. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ryan Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. State officials April 22nd dedicated the 590-acre Charles Flood Wildlife Management Area at the Empire Brickyard in Stockport. The new wildlife management area provides a place for public hiking, hunting, fishing, and cross-country skiing. The parcel includes 2 miles of riverfront and contains 11 streams that feed into the Hudson. Flood's widow, Christine Gamble, said at the dedication, and I quote, "I think this will always be known as Charlie's place. He wanted to leave behind a gift to the Hudson Valley and to make me happy. And this makes me very happy," end quote. Flood, an investment manager, died in late 2015 at the age of 77. Flood made a substantial donation that allowed the environmental group Scenic Hudson to buy the land earlier that same year. Scenic Hudson then sold the property to the state for $4.6 million to create the new wildlife management area. The state DEC also announced April 22nd the addition of 524 acres to the existing Hand Hollow State Forest in New Lebanon through a $2.1 million purchase from the conservation group Open Space Institute. The addition doubles the size of the state forest. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Stop NY Fracked Gas Pipeline Group spokesman Robert Connors announced April 22nd the deadline for public comment on the proposed E37 Resiliency and Reliability Pipeline is Wednesday, April 24th. National Grid has proposed the construction of 7.3 miles of a new 16-inch fracked gas transmission pipeline starting in Bethlehem through East Greenbush and into Northeast Greenbush. According to Connors, the pipeline is needed to prevent a potential energy shortage and to meet a projected increase in energy demand. The East Greenbush Town Board on April 17th unanimously approved a resolution in opposition to the project. Public officials in Albany or Rensselaer counties or residents of Bethlehem, East or North Greenbush, can register as an intervener and qualify for special rights with the state PSC. There are currently more than 120 comments on the project posted to the PSC website. A link to more information on the fracked gas pipeline can be found on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. The New York State School Boards Association announced April 22nd its executive director, Timothy G. Kermer, will retire at the end of the year. Kermer enjoyed a 40-year career as an advocate for public education. He was recruited by the New York State School Boards Association in 1998 to serve as its sixth executive director. He previously worked for the Ohio School Boards Association from 1979 to 1998. Kremer said in a press release, and I quote, "For For 40 years, I have had the privilege of working in support of school board leaders. I cannot imagine myself doing anything else. The NYSPA School Boards Association Board of Directors, members, and staff have been extremely supportive as we have introduced new programs and services, increased our influence, grown our membership, and strengthened our financial position. I'm looking forward to assisting my successor in making a seamless leadership transition before I reinvent myself next year, end quote. The School Boards Association is an advocacy organization that serves more than 675 local school boards and BOCES, or more than 5,200 members, nearly half of the elected officials in the state. The association's board of directors will now conduct a national search for Kremer's successor. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.